Hello everybody, it's Steve here. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and more importantly, listening. This is not the podcast I was planning to do today. I think I was planning something else, but yesterday I became rather distracted. I was walking through the park when somebody on an e-bike wearing a crash helmet tried to snatch my phone from my hand. Luckily, they weren't successful. And I still have my phone, and I'm fine. I did report it to the authorities, though. So, I thought I'd do something different today. I want you to relax. Sit in your chair and relax. Okay, because I'm going to talk about a fine spring morning. Imagine that you're at home, you're sitting in your chair, sitting in the garden or in the park, and you have a cup of tea with you or a nice fruit juice. Okay, and I'm going to talk about the garden. It's a morning in late June. My coffee with oat milk is steaming on the garden table. The weather is quite warm for a change, as there has been a few days of heavy rain. Squawking just above me are a group of parakeets. It's rare, but not unknown, to see them flying solo. Thinking about it, is squawking the right terminology for the noise that is made? I look up and see the young fox walking leisurely down the garden towards one of the empty seed trays that has been collecting the rainwater of the past few days. So thirsty is the fox that it does not realise I am sitting at the end of the garden. Suddenly, the fox looks up and notes there is company. It looks at me as if to inquire why I should be on its territory. The piercing eyes seem to challenge me to a staring competition. I do not take the bait, and the fox departs from the garden to return later for its evening drink. As I sip my morning drink, I notice the gossamer threads of a spider's web crossing the garden. Unfortunately, the arachnid's work will be intentionally destroyed later, but with regret. I stare into the distance and observe a cabbage white butterfly displaying its fancy aerial dance. It does not fly in a straight line, but seems to enjoy a loop-the-loop flight to the nearest plant. There is a robin singing its familiar song in a nearby bush. The song always sounds happy. Whether that is the correct assumption, I do not know. The bird does not know that its relentless chirpiness alerts both my cats to its presence. There is a possibility I will receive a tribute on the doorstep later in the day, and that will be the end of the robin singing, unfortunately. But if it's fast enough, it may escape. It is now approaching 7:30 in the morning. On cue, one of my neighbours opens their door for their dog to have a morning bark. It sounds like the dog has been saving all its noise for this precise time of the morning, as its voice is familiar to all around. Whether it receives any attention from its owner is information that I do not have available. Whilst we should be thankful that the canine's intervention is a natural contribution to the morning sight and sounds, other less welcome noises start to break through. The motors and the creaky hydraulics on the refuse lorries, the constant construction of extensions to nearby houses providing foundations for additional floors and new driveways, the seemingly eternal laying of fibre optic cables, the sound of pneumatic drills and the thudding of jackhammers. All these unwanted interruptions spoil my short enjoyment of a morning observing nature in a garden in London. I hope you all enjoyed that. And as I say, it was a little bit different from usual. Once again, thank you all for listening, subscribing and downloading. Wherever you are, whoever you are, take care, stay safe and well, and have a nice weekend. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.